I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gospel workers in Haiti feel the effects of a recent gang attack. The details coming up. Then later, the internet offers forbidden truth to Iranians. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. We'll begin today in central Haiti, where last week the community of T-Rivière was attacked not once, but twice. The gang known as Grand Griff killed at least four people, torched homes, and displaced the community. Their attack had impact on partners of Everyman a Warrior, a discipleship ministry of Trans World Radio. Gospel worker Obed says someone is controlling these attacks.
We don't know for sure how they buy those guns. It's impossible how they could buy those guns. So they have someone that backup them to do that.
Obed said on Saturday that they'll be helping some people from T-Rivière relocate. He believes that Haiti's deteriorating situation is not a physical battle, but rather a spiritual battle, the devil against God.
Many churches are closed now. So I believe that it's not just something that concerns Haiti. I believe that that should concern the whole world, the whole Christian world, to join in prayer, to join in support our brothers and sisters in Haiti.
So please pray as Everyman a Warrior offers humanitarian help alongside their discipleship work. They have acreage near the Dominican Republic border, which they look to use for the good of displaced people.
We're praying so that God can help us navigate this situation because our mission was to make disciples.
We'll turn next to Israel. And the question we'll ask is, what comes to mind when you think of Christian churches there? Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says few people think of the Russian-speaking Christian population in Israel.
But that ranges, depending on location, anywhere from 15% to 25% of the population.
On a recent trip to Israel, Mock met with Russian-speaking Christian leaders and pastors.
I was blessed to meet with people that dearly I love, and they are pastoring, leading small churches, sometimes meeting in the basement of buildings, in industrial parks.
Several members of these congregations are Russian-speaking refugees from Ukraine. Understandably, many congregants have differing opinions regarding the war there.
They have found a unity in Christ.
It's a mix that reflects the early church and a principle that mirrors the Messiah.
His death and resurrection has redeemed a people for his own possession. And so in that context where you have cultural factors and international factors and factors of war and all kinds of things, they have found peace in being a small gathering of believers who gather together to worship Christ and be a family.
Find prayer points for this community and the full story at our website. And finally, the internet isn't just a source of information for Iranians. It's also a powerful tool in the search for truth. Farzad's journey with Christ began in his teenage years, influenced by his siblings' faith and a Yahoo Messenger chat in Iran.
There was online chairs in Farsi. They said, Kelly Saye, Internety, and I found many friends there.
He also explored a Muslim chat room, but grew discouraged by constant debates. The Christian chat felt different.
I could feel Holy Spirit among them.
Today, Farzad is a dedicated internet missionary. He once used Instagram and Facebook, but now finds Telegram to be most effective. In the past 2 years, he's led 20 people to Christ. His method is simple. He creates a Christian profile, joins Persian chats, and builds friendships. People notice his avatar and ask about Christ, the difference between Christianity and Islam, and his story of conversion.
If it's time, I give them salvation prayer. I say, do you want me to pray with you? We can do that by yourself. From each group, usually at least 2-3 people come with their questions.
Many ministries reach out to Iranians, but the need for online evangelists is growing. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.